back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my heterosexual life mate and co-host, Danny Newton. Say hi, Danny.
Hello, Derek. How are you?
I'm doing good. Today, we'd like to welcome you back to another episode of Rocktober.
Yeah.
Woo! My favorite month.
I thought I smelled something cooking.
It is cooking.
I really did.
Definitely cooking. We're going to be talking about the 2005... This is when the movie came out.
Yeah.
I think the original video game was 1993.
Oh, yeah. It's been a minute.
And based off of the video game Doom.
Yeah.
The OG FPS.
Yeah.
Doom.
Mm-hmm. This movie was long.
It was a couple hours.
It was long.
Yeah. It was... you know, I get... that the game is a horror movie.
Yeah.
It's dark and there's a lot of jump scares, which this movie has a couple. It's not just jump scares.
Yeah, it tries for jump scares. It does.
It does, but it's just so dark. You just really have no idea what's going on most of the time.
You don't know what you're jumping away from.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah. It's very forgettable.
And it's really sad because it has two really great actors starring in it.
Yes, it does.
You got Carl Urban and Dwayne Johnson, my main man.
Two strong actors. Carl was, he was just a little baby.
Yeah, just get a little baby actor back then.
He looks younger in this than he does playing Aramir.
Playing what? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What? Aramir. Was you pronouncing that right?
I'm pretty sure.
Aramir.
Yes.
Aramir?
Damn it, you messed me up.
Airmail.
Anyways, he looked younger in this than he did in Lord of the Rings. How about that?
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Probably because he had a beard in Lord of the Rings.
I mean, not like a big beard or nothing.
No, but he still had some facial hair.
Yeah.
He was baby facing this.
Yeah, he really was.
And he had his... his lover, sister.
Yeah.
which is pretty much the only other decent actress or big actor in this.
Yeah, she was kind of there just to be there.
Rosamund Pike,
which
she's actually a really good actress. She's been in a lot of stuff.
I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
She was actually in, recently, she was in the Wheel of Time.
Oh, okay. Was she like the high wizard or whatever who was traveling with them?
She was, the main chick going around searching.
Gathering them all up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's her.
It's been a minute.
Yeah. That's almost 20 years. Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't have recognized her.
But you'd be surprised what she's been in. So, yeah, she was actually going to be in Harry Potter the same year this came up, but she turned down that role for Pride and Prejudice.
A movie I can't even remember.
You don't remember Pride and Prejudice?
I mean, yeah, but
it was a big movie, at least. And it was a more serious movie. I'm sure Harry Potter was
still whenever you think about it, it's kind of like whenever you hear stories of actors being like, yeah, I don't think these Marvel movies are going anywhere. I think I want to skip this role. It's just billion-dollar films, right?
Yeah. But then again... But if that's not really your style movie, I guess Doom isn't really probably her style either. She's more of a...
She said yes to Doom for the paycheck, but didn't say yes to Harry Potter for the paycheck? Come on.
But, she's been in... she's one of the Bond girls, Die Another Day.
Yeah.
She was in Gone Girl. But yeah, she's been in some stuff.
Man, she's got a very forgettable face.
Her hair. With her hair short, you wouldn't recognize her.
Yeah, I could see that. This movie should have been lit. I mean, Carl Urban was great.
I don't fault Dwayne Johnson. Carl Urban were still pretty green come to acting.
Yeah, but they were still real solid.
Yeah, they did fine.
You can tell that the writing is just bad. But
yeah.
Their acting with the bad writing is still solid.
But you can't really, honestly, I can't blame the writers for this. It's they literally took a video game adaptation for a video game that doesn't have a story.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. They did this because they thought it would be easy.
Yeah, right.
And then turn around and the movie doesn't know what it wants to do.
No.
At all.
When did Resident Evil come out?
2-3 years before this. I think it was 2002.
Okay.
The first Resident Evil movie come out.
So, to me, this felt like Resident Evil knockoff.
It did to me, too.
Because this felt nothing like the actual Doom games.
Yeah. It felt like it was trying to be Resident Evil, because I can't remember how much money Resident Evil made, but I think it made some money.
Obviously, the first movie had to... It was popular enough that I watched it, and it was like, okay, this first one's fine. But it made enough money that it spawned like 20 more movies.
Yeah, that's like I said, that's before everybody knew it sucked.
Yeah.
Right?
So well, it got really bad
really fast.
Like, I like Mila Jovovich, but... how do you say your last
name? Jovovich.
Jovovich.
Yeah.
But it was mainly just... She wanted to be a badass action star, and her husband's a director, and
I'll just put you in everything.
Just put her in, yeah, everything.
Everything.
And I love her. Fifth Element is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
And I'll always love her because of that. But after that first, the first Ari movie, after that first one, I can't do it, girl. Sorry.
It felt like it wanted to be a zombie movie at times. It felt like it wanted to be Alien. Mm-hmm. And Aliens at times.
And sometimes
it wanted to be the Predator.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, fucking pick a direction, spoof one and go for it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter which one, just one though.
But, right. So if I told you, describe Doom, the video game, to me.
Yeah.
How would you describe that game to me?
I would describe it as we are in a base on Mars, walking down long corridors, blasting demons.
Right.
Right.
Hell demons.
Yeah, actual hell demons. But this was not hell demons, though. That's the problem. So
they were just people with a T-virus.
Yeah.
Effectively.
So
the movie starts off.
Yeah.
And it's 2026. Well, it's not in 2026. It's actually 2026 20 years
is when the gateway was discovered.
Yeah. In 2026, in the desert in Nevada, they find a portal to Mars, and they call it the Ark.
Yes.
Is at a archaeology dig site. Then it fast forwards 20 years later, and they're on Mars.
They got a full-fledged base there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They got a research facility, and something's breaking out, and these doctors are running.
They're running down corridors scared as something is picking them off one at a time.
It doesn't show what, but it's some type of monster, which just immediately... You know, it throws you in. And it's like you got this Ari Resident Evil type going on. But also the music kicks in and it's like this weird rock music and it just completely kills the mood where it's like an action theme music.
For what they're trying to do in this movie, the things that are running around killing them could have just been any generic Resident Evil monster. Any generic. It could have been a liquor or anything. It didn't matter. Right? That's really what these things feel like. Just generic monster that runs up walls and through air ducts and shit. Right? These monsters didn't have personality. Right? The Predator has personality. Xenomorphs have personality. Even fucking regular zombies have personality. This monster just didn't have a distinct personality. Something that makes it its own.
I mean, you think the way the movie... explains the monsters, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
They would, but they don't. I mean, they're just generic rage monsters.
Yeah.
So anyways, but yeah, like nothing works. Everything's just generic, bland.
Yeah.
The movie's just dark. It doesn't know what the movie wants to do. The script is bad.
The weirdest part about this movie, they are all like, get tactical Marines, hoo-ah, kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
And then they go through this portal and everybody's just casually in the other room on the other side. Like nothing is that serious happening.
Nah, they're just fucking off half the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they call in these elite Marine squad.
Yeah.
Which is Dwayne Johnson's unit. And he's Sarge.
Yeah. They're full of assholes and fuck ups.
Yeah. They're the super team.
Yeah.
And we were introduced to them, and you have Sarge, you got Carl Urban's character, which these are the main two, which he's John Grimm. His code Reaper. Name is Reaper, because Grim Reaper. They're not poets, Danny.
I know.
Which I like that. I thought that was cool. Of course they call him Reaper. That just makes sense, right?
Right.
And then you got Destroyer, Goat, Mac, Portman, Duke, the Kid, and Hell Knight.
I guess. I didn't even remember that last one.
Hell Knight?
Yeah.
Okay, Hell Knight was the religious one.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
I thought they were calling him Goat.
No. I think Goat was the first one to get axed. No, Hell Knight was the first one to get axed.
Okay.
Yeah, Goat was barely in it. He died randomly. Like, I think he was the second one to die.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're introduced and they're in their barracks and they're about to go on leave.
Yeah.
And they're talking, and of course Portman is just, this guy is just fucked. Like, he's just off his rocker, and he's talking about
he's gonna stay locked in a hotel room with cocaine and three ladyboys.
Yeah.
I was just like, yeah, that's very progressive, 2005.
Well, this is the future, so this is 2046, right? So that's normal, but I mean, his team's still repulsed by it, right? So I guess it's not that normal yet.
Well, I mean, if I heard somebody say that right now in my everyday life, it probably wouldn't affect me that much.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, man, you do you.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'd be like, if that's what you enjoy doing, you know?
But he literally just is in a combat situation running around and trying to rape everybody.
Pretty much. That's, yeah.
Yeah.
He was very horny.
All the time.
All the time. And yeah. He wasn't a good person.
No.
There's a reason they made his character that way, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
But, and then one of them, I think it was Destroyer.
Mm-hmm.
He was playing this sick futuristic handheld 8-bit video game.
This was fucking 20 years old for 2005.
I know, right? It's like, this is what they gave to him?
This is like some Tiger Electronic shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. It's so bad. It's not even like a fucking Game Boy.
No. Yeah. It's like those things you would buy to give your kid to play with for like 20 minutes to entertain them back in the day.
Dude, this is rough. Oh, man. Yeah, go to the dollar store and there's probably a whole aisle full of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this guy was just like, this is the jam.
Yeah,
this game's got layers. It's got layers.
And they're literally baseballing fruit around the barracks.
Yep.
For some fucking reason.
Oh, shit. So the Ark is in Nevada and they go underground to this facility, high-tech facility. And the Ark is a GUI portal. It looks like I guess what they would consider a wormhole.
Yeah, kind of. It looks like a ball of liquid, but
it acts like a wormhole. Yeah,
but then again, whenever you're watching Interstellar,
yeah,
that's kind of what their wormhole looks like as well, like a sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
but
so maybe wormholes are just supposed to look like this.
But it only forms when you activate it?
Yeah, and it comes up out of the ground like trickles of water.
And sometimes it malfunctions and
apparently if you get too close to it, it sucks you in prematurely, and there's no telling where your parts are going to end up.
Because it explains this as one of the guys on the other side, you meet Pinky.
Yeah.
Who is half, kind of half robot. He just has not a wheelchair, but wheels for legs.
He has treads for legs.
Yeah.
I feel really bad for the people who had to first test this thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it was off. I'm sure there's a lot of people
out
there. They
had no idea where it went to.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you could send a probe through this. And
I mean, you'd think
the first people probably just come out the other side on Mars choking dust.
I mean, if you think about it, in 2026, that's 4 years from now, like, we could send a probe, technically. Like, we can communicate with a probe from Mars right now, so.
With their level of technology, I don't know.
But, I mean, you got to think 4 years from now.
Yeah.
It's still our future.
Yeah.
Technically, we haven't found this portal yet. It's in Nevada. I'm going to go start digging tomorrow.
Yeah. Why hasn't Elon Musk found this? Was he wasting his time with rockets for it?
Maybe he already has found this.
Maybe he's trying to get home.
He's just hiding it from us.
Yeah.
He could be using it every day. He's probably already colonized Mars. We don't even know.
It's not like we can look up and see, right? Yeah, yeah.
Someone get a telescope and look at Mars. Figure it out.
See, there's a fucking Tesla emblem in the surface
yeah.
of Mars.
Yeah, he would etch fucking Tesla.
Yeah. But so they get like the distress call from this base.
Yep.
That a science experiment has broken containment, level 5 breach, and all this bullshit. And we got to send in our Marine squad to go secure the compound. And literally, they go in to secure this compound, and it's like nobody cares about anything that's going on. It's so jarring.
Well, they're not in the main part of the compound. It's like it's sectioned off. So they're not in the research facility. Mm-hmm. They're in the ARC part, and then the research facility is separated. They don't know what's happening. That's the difference.
You would think if there was like a rage monster running around with super strength, beating through doors and stuff,
mm-hmm.
all these people would be dead already.
I mean, apparently he hasn't chosen to go through the doors, but...
What would stop him? Because these guards seem like they're unarmed, even though they find an armory in this compound.
Yeah, I don't know. They haven't told them. The only people that seem to know is like Pinky, who has access to all the cameras.
Yeah.
And we find Samantha, who is Samantha Grimm, which is John Grimm, played by Carl Urban.
Yeah.
That's his sister, who on the way over, while they're traveling there, we find out the little bit of character development throughout the whole story.
Yeah.
The whole movie is Carl Urban apparently has a history of here. Mm-hmm. Where him and his sister lived there and a tragic accident happened, and he hasn't been back in 10 years.
Right. Both his parents died on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which in one scene in the movie has like he has a little nom flashback.
Yeah.
And as far as I can tell, it was an avalanche and it doesn't explain anything else or ever go back to it.
Right.
Yeah. And it has 2 lines of the movie and that's it. And then it ignores it.
So they go into this place and I mind the spaceport feel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like that. Right.
Yeah.
With all the fucking people running around just doing whatever. I don't like that at all. Then after the spaceport feel, we just start going down corridors. And the whole time we're walking down corridors, I'm just like, there's nothing stopping this thing from going and killing everybody in the fucking compound.
He leaves a couple guards there, and Pinky has a gun and some bombs, okay?
Yeah, but before they even got there,
yeah,
that was my thing, is like, before they got there, there was nothing stopping them.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so weird. You would think that something like this would want to break containment, right?
I mean, it's supposed to be an intelligent beast still.
Yeah.
These are supposed to be intelligent monsters. I mean, in the game, they were intelligent. They're demons.
Yeah. But here, they're just like zombies.
I mean, they're still intelligent beings.
Yeah.
Technically.
Technically.
Right?
They do stupid shit, though.
Yeah.
But then it just becomes like hallway simulator.
Yeah.
We're in this lab. Go download your files. Hallway simulator.
They're going to extract these people, but Samantha's like, no, we need this research data first.
Well, the company sent them to secure the research data. They don't give a fuck about the people.
Yeah. They're like, don't let anyone contaminated get out, of course.
Right.
So, but we need to get this data. So Samantha's like, oh, we need to go here, here, and here to get this data.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. Boom. All right. Mission. So they go in and they find the doctor.
Right.
From the original video, which they play a clip because apparently a phone fell off a hook. So they play a clip and it's just just screaming, generic screaming. And
it is straight out of Event Horizon.
Yeah.
Like.
And they're just like, well, okay, let's go.
That's what this should have ripped off.
Event Horizon.
Event Horizon.
But they're not on a spaceship.
They don't have to be on a spaceship. They walk through a hell gate to get here.
Yeah. They're just on Mars. I don't know.
But I thought that was like the thing with the games. I thought the portal or whatever they were using to go back and forth is what ripped open a gateway to hell. Good enough for me.
But they actually go to hell in the video game.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, but still, that's good enough.
we're not writing Shakespeare here.
So it's the spawn demons.
Right.
It's literally just T-virus.
It is.
But anyways, as they're going through this facility, it's trying to develop a story. So yeah. It shows like the reason they're here is there's the sister is a, she's a forensic archaeologist. So
yeah.
She knows genes and shit.
Right.
And
they had found ancient life in the digs.
On Mars.
Yeah.
Which these humans have a 24th chromosome.
Right.
Which they said effectively gave these humans superpowers.
Yeah, but that's not what 24 chromosomes do. 24 chromosomes make you handy capable.
No. It makes you Captain America.
Nope. It makes you wearing a helmet and eating crayons.
Not this 24th one. This 24th chromosome turns you into Captain America. I watched the movie. He was definitely not special.
Yeah.
Okay. He was super strong and super powerful.
Yeah. Almost like a superior athlete.
Yeah. Almost like a normal.
Almost like a normal
class athlete.
Almost like he plays for the Jags.
Yeah. Or the Browns.
Or the Browns.
Oh.
But and apparently this 24th chromosome is genetically transferable.
Yep.
So they were experimenting apparently on prisoners who had been given basically death sentences anyways.
Yeah, they find holding cells and then animals and stuff.
Yeah. You know, the general stuff you'd find in an evil laboratory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or my basement.
I mean, you know, maybe.
Maybe. If I had one.
I mean, there's far less parts after you're done eating them, though.
Mm. Yeah. So they come across Dr. Carmack. He's all messed up. He's chewing on an arm.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it tastes good. And so they're like, we should probably help this guy. Let's take him back.
He's literally chittering like a squirrel.
And chewing on an arm.
And then he rips his own fucking ear off.
Yeah.
Shoot this guy.
Shoot him. Yeah. There's like, this guy needs medical attention. No, yeah. he needs to be shot.
Yeah.
So they take him back. They don't restrain him. They just like,
yeah. Not at all.
Yeah.
He's just there.
Yep.
He won't get up.
They're testing him.
As a matter of fact, we are so confident that he's not going to get up. Let's not just turn our backs to him. Mm-hmm. Let's walk in the other fucking room over here. Mm. It's halfway walled off to where we can't see him at all.
Yep. And they turn around. He's gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. Damn.
Oh, shit.
This won't come back to haunt us.
It's almost like after we saw the other zombies walking around.
Yeah. The other rage monsters.
We would have done something about this guy. Yeah. Like, click, click, pull.
So they go through and they're looking for the other scientists. And it's literally, they're just slowly figuring out, we're not finding scientists. We're finding these aren't monsters. They are the scientists. It's obvious that, they took this extra chromosome and they did human experiments and now it's mutating
people. So at first, when you see all these scientists who had turned, what hit my mind is that it's bloodborne.
Yeah.
When they take damage, it infects them.
Yeah.
Right? But then turn around, apparently that rule doesn't apply.
The movie doesn't even follow its own rules.
It doesn't.
Because the way the scientists work, all of them pretty much injured each other.
Yeah.
They all got infected and turned.
Right.
Because none of the scientists didn't turn to rage monsters, right?
Right.
They all infected. But then later on, when you find out, the chicks clearly states, Samantha says,
it's choosing its host.
It's choosing the host because the tongue doesn't go after the destroyer.
Yeah. So what she does is she takes a portion of Destroyer's brain out because, spoiler alert, he's dead by now.
Yeah.
And apparently he's a really good guy. And they take a portion of fucking
Portman.
Captain Rapey.
Yeah.
His brain out. And the tongue really wants to tongue bang Captain Rapey's brain.
Yeah.
But not Destroyer's because apparently Rapey is a bad guy and Destroyer is a good guy.
Which, I mean, we're jumping ahead quite a bit. But
yeah, but
that's the whole story is.
Yeah.
The way it works is this chromosome, it gives a normal person supernatural abilities.
Right.
Super strength and stuff. But if you have the tendency, the genetic makeup to be a murderer or a psychopath, it turns you into this monster.
We think.
That's what her hypothesis is.
Yeah.
Even though majority of the people and like all the scientists and stuff apparently all just happen to be psychopaths. Because it turns all of them into murderers.
The majority of society are decent people.
Yeah.
But the majority of society. Yeah,
but everyone that you saw at the beginning of this was a rage monster.
Yeah.
And then later, almost everyone is a rage monster, except for a few dead people. But for the most part, everyone gets turned to rage monsters.
Yeah. But we're going through this movie. We're losing soldiers one by one. And, I mean, they try to develop into characters, but, I mean, they're just red shirts.
Yeah. They're all generic. Like, Hell Knight is the first one to go.
Yeah.
He takes the Lord's name in vain, and he's like, oh, and he starts cutting himself.
Yeah.
He literally cuts a cross into his arm because he took the Lord's name in vain.
Yep. Seems like a bad time to do that, but, you know.
Whatever.
Whatever.
Portman, him and the kid, who's the new guy.
Yeah.
They literally come across a naked woman, and he's like, hey, let's bang this chick. Yeah, she's a rage monster. And so they put her down, even though all she did was turn around and hiss at her. I mean, I would at least put a little more. I was like, I still might hit it. She'd feel pretty good. I'd still wait a little bit longer to murder her just because she hissed at me. He's like, I might be into that.
But
she's role playing.
So it's not even headshots that are killing things.
No.
So it's even breaking the zombie rules.
Well, I mean, because they're not zombies.
These things are very destroyable.
But yeah, they are. But then turn around. Their hosts die.
Yeah.
And then they come back as rage monsters. But
kind of.
So Hell Knight, he got turned, right?
Right.
But he died and got turned. He knew he was turning.
That was Goat.
Oh, it was Goat.
Beat his head against the glass.
Okay, it was Goat. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, it was Goat. He knew he was turning, so he beat his head against the glass.
And killed himself.
Yeah.
So with him, it was like, that's when it just become blatantly obvious that it doesn't know what it wants to rip off at all.
No.
Because the way Goat gets infected with this is one of the monsters jump him in the sewer.
Yep.
And literally face hugger leech his neck.
Hit tongues his neck.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it had to hit him in the neck or somewhere else because it can't just latch onto his face. We've seen that before. So it hit him in the throat.
Yeah, it tongued his neck real good.
Yeah.
And the tongues are sentient beings because the tongue detaches and moves around.
That's the most terrifying prospect of all this. These things can literally essentially just lay down little fucking eels everywhere. Mm-hmm. They can just jump up and latch onto somebody. That's horrifying, as dark as these hallways are.
They're going through water half the movie. They're down in the sewers and shit.
Yeah, I don't even begin to know how that works.
Yeah, the water. The facility doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't.
For Mars, but
not at all. There wouldn't be a fucking sewer system in this.
No.
All your waste products would be getting repackaged and recycled. You'd be running it as close to 100% efficiency as possible.
Mm-hmm. No, we're just dumping that shit out.
Yeah. Into the vacuum of Mars, apparently.
Yeah.
Like.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The base doesn't make sense. The monsters doesn't make sense. Character motivations don't really make sense. Like when fucking Portman is getting brutally murdered, his fucking gun cam is on him, and Pinky is just laughing at the control panel.
Well, that's why we know Pinky turns, because he's a psychopath too.
Oh my God, dude.
Everyone in this movie is crazy.
You know what bothers me the most?
Besides the main characters and the Destroyer.
Dude.
And Goat.
The Rock.
Goat was turning.
Yeah. Goat was turning. The Rock is what bothers me the most.
So, The Rock, his character is the only one that he comes in as a hard ass sergeant.
Yeah.
That was just, he's the only one that's correct in this movie, right? Yeah. His thing was, we kill everyone. Anyone is infected, it doesn't matter.
After seeing what you've seen,
that's
a reasonable assumption. But it needs to be the motivation of, tapping off the nuke as the last person.
Yep.
I'm killing myself too. It's all or none.
But no, it just changes at the end.
Yeah.
It turns into self-survival and to where I'm just going to murder. He just turns into a murder bot, honestly, himself.
Yeah.
He gets infected.
They do nothing to build up the paranoia for this, though.
No.
That's the thing. Like his turn to evil, he turns to evil faster than Daenerys Targaryen.
Yep.
Right? Like Sarge heard the bells.
Yep.
Apparently. Because he's just like, yeah, I want to slaughter King's Landing.
Yeah. And he just
has reasons.
Yeah. He just, yeah, he literally goes through a portal and is like, okay, we're, yeah, all these people, they're dead now.
Yeah.
Start capping all of them.
I mean, that should have been the orders.
It should have been.
Yeah.
Which I get it. I mean, I don't think he's wrong.
No.
I think he's right.
Another movie to reference that did this concept better, Stargate. Whenever they sent Jack O'Neill through the Stargate, it was with the intention that this guy is fucking suicidal anyways.
Yeah.
Over his son. And it's nothing to send him on a suicide mission. He'll say yes. Right? It could have easily been a situation like that where this guy is got bad stuff going on. He's suicidal anyways. He would say yes. Right? So why not just go with that angle? This movie doesn't know what it wants to do.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's frustrating.
Even Duke. Duke was one of the good guys.
Yeah.
He was working with Sam most of the time.
Yeah.
And he was like awkwardly sexually harassing her and trying to like stare down her shirt. And
yeah.
It's really weird.
Duke wasn't blatantly offensive, though.
No, he wasn't. But he was hitting on her.
He was saying lots of inappropriate shit. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. But it's not like Portman over here literally saying, I'm going to rape you.
Yeah. Right? Portman, all he said was he needed to do a strip search, okay?
Oh, God.
That's not saying I'm going to rape you. He just wanted,
but you know what?
Check him out.
Portman does have the right idea, too. Like, what are we fucking doing here, guys? Why are we not calling in reinforcements? It seems like we need more guns for this.
You'd think so.
Right? But and that's kind of like his thing is he goes cowboy and
he calls in reinforcements.
And starts trying to call in reinforcements.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what enables
the monster to get out.
Yeah. The monster. Effectively the monster gets out because of that.
Yeah.
And kills. God, what's his name?
Destroyer.
Vague character with minigun. That's not a sexual Tyrannosaurus.
Whoa, Destroyer goes out like a boss, man. He went down fighting, okay?
He does. He does do the best job of anybody here.
Yeah. He actually went out fighting like a champ.
Even though his fight was completely nonsensical. He is literally jumping around like an anime character in this pit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Maybe he got infected too, bro. A superhero.
Maybe.
Then Duke gets popped because of the dog. The little puppy was barking with the fake voice, with the super deep voice. And he doesn't get killed there. So that's actually the doctor. And they hit him with the nano wall.
Yes.
They catch him in the nano wall, which the nano walls I thought were actually kind of neat.
Yeah. What surprises me?
It would actually close on something.
Yeah. What surprises me is it would close on something without killing it. Right. Which leads me to believe if a person was in it, it wouldn't just straight cut a person in half.
Yeah.
It would just kind of form around you.
Yeah. You would think so. You think it's just holding this person in place?
Yeah, I do. Because later, like, so the doctor was turning into a monster, right?
Already a monster.
Yeah, it's already a monster, but it's not as full of a monster as the other monsters.
I mean, it's pretty much a monster.
It's still a little more humanoid in its monster form than...
But I did like, Dwayne Johnson comes in and it's like,
what the fuck is this? Dwayne Johnson really chews some scenery in this movie.
Yeah, so when the doc's like hanging out of the nano wall, Dwayne Johnson's like, yeah, what the fuck is that thing? He's like, that's what's left of the doctor. The Sam is like, oh, it might be irreversible. And Dwayne Johnson's like, that his condition isn't irreversible. And shoots him.
Yep.
Yeah, that's not irreversible. Yeah,
he ain't going to make it.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, he's right. That isn't irreversible.
The thing is The Rock makes me want to like him. Well, simply because he's The Rock, right?
Yeah.
And honestly, if they would have just went full bad guy mode on him,
mm-hmm.
like from beginning to end.
Yeah, I think it would have been great.
It would have been great. This probably would have been the only movie I think I've ever saw where Rock was the bad guy.
Technically, he was the bad guy in The Mummy, where he was a Scorpion King.
I mean,
but that was the CGI monster Scorpion King, but eh.
Yeah, but that wasn't really like a rock performance.
Though. No, no.
Not really.
He also gets the BFG, which is the most iconic gun from Doom, which is the big fucking gun.
Yeah.
Which I was so glad this movie is actually R. That was the one thing they did right.
Yeah.
Because this movie couldn't have been PG-13.
Dude, oh my God. Could you imagine if they just like fucking Venom this shit?
Yep. This is all just, all the guts were just blue or something.
Yeah.
Like, the aliens bleed blue. And we just call this gun the BFG. And everyone just says, oh, sassy frest.
Oh, God.
Oh, shucks. That person shouldn't have been there. Oh, no.
This movie being R is the one thing it did right. The one thing it did very right. You need... This movie needed gore.
Yeah.
It did.
And we got gore. The only problem is you couldn't see most of it because it was so fucking dark.
You would think that your research base would be a little more well lit. Or...
Well, every time... someone had a flashlight, it immediately went out anytime something happened.
Yeah. I mean, you saw the CGI in this.
Yeah.
That's why it went out.
It was 2005, though. So.
But the thing is like...
Wasn't the best CGI.
They went with practical effects on their suits and stuff like that,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So they weren't leaning that hard on CGI. So show it off a little bit. I mean, when I think of like one of the pinnacle gore fest movies, it's The Thing. Right. And that was back in the 80s. And they were able to make all these practical effects and make it look good. And they didn't have to cut the camera away. Why couldn't this do that?
I mean, maybe The Thing should have.
They should have just went all in.
I mean,
they should have showed you people getting torn apart, like really torn apart.
And they did it in Resident Evil. And that's probably why it worked better.
Yeah.
Honestly. Like even when the Destroyer checks the vent, he doesn't even check it with the flashlight.
No, he just sticks his fucking head up there.
Yeah, like he's going to see something.
So,
and the monkey pops out.
God, I thought that was so stupid.
He's like, it's like a monkey or something. I think it was just a normal monkey. They just shoot it.
So, literally, either the Destroyer needed to pull out a sidearm or, like, Dwayne Johnson and him needed to swap off weapons to poke a smaller weapon up through this vent hole. You know, something that makes sense.
Or use a light.
They're fucking Marines.
Yeah.
You would do something a little more tactical than I'm just going to poke my head through this hole.
I don't think you'd just poke your head through the hole anyways. You know something's in the vent.
Right.
Crawling around.
Right. You would lead with your flashlight and pistol.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It wants to be alien. This was the... There's a couple moments in here that are the whole, like, the Marine team on LV-472 finding Newt.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But shooting up the hallway. There was a lot of stuff like that in this. It just doesn't know what it wants to be. That's probably the most... That's really the worst thing about this movie.
Yeah. So then turn around. We finally get through all the hallway scenes. The monster escapes. Which I don't even know which monster it is at this point.
Yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. It's like whichever fucking monster it is now.
But before the monster escapes, literally the Rock goes through like essentially the spaceport part of this and is like, evacuate everybody now, right? So everybody evacuates except like the one technician guy. That's what's so jarring about the Rock's turn to heal is that he is all for killing everybody that's been exposed to this.
Yep.
But then before he gets exposed to it eventually... He goes straight murder spree.
Well, it breaks out, though. That's the thing. He leaves Pinky in charge to stop it.
Yeah.
And it makes it past Pinky, of course.
Yeah, because this thing punches through doors.
Yeah, and Pinky's a normal fucking guy.
Yeah.
He's like a security guard.
The order was literally, here's a grenade that will vaporize the room.
Yeah.
Set it off. No.
Yeah. Which Pinky was a coward, apparently, which we find out. So the whole reason that they made Portman's character so evil and sadistic is because that's the whole turn, the whole plot twist is that the monsters are targeting these psychopaths because they want to turn them to create more monsters. But it doesn't make sense because then again, the movie doesn't follow its own story and plot because it's just turning everyone to monsters.
But then when we go through the portal back to Earth and are dealing with it there, it doesn't follow its logic again.
Yep.
because then you have people who are being turned and like one random person here and there that's not.
Well, you have people that are just dead and then people that are hiding. And yeah, Dwayne Johnson, just his character, Sarge, kind of goes on a murder spree. They just start killing everyone.
Yeah.
He's just pretty much clear at all. Get rid of everyone. And what happens is the kid finds a room with like 20 survivors hiding there. He doesn't kill him. So
yeah,
the Sarge just immediately shoots the kid. It's like, you're disobeying my order. You're not going to murder all the civilians.
And Sarge has not been affected yet.
No. As far as we know.
On this murder spree.
Yeah. He hasn't been infected yet.
This is just him.
Yeah.
Which is so... because he's not this.
No.
The first half of this movie at all.
Mm-mm.
His character really makes my head hurt the most.
They play it off as he wants to live, and it's a survival instinct kicking in. But, yeah,
but it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, it's
at least everybody else has an arc, a clear direction of who they are.
Yeah,
right. And Sarge has the first half of that, but not the second half of that. It feels like Sarge goes through like three different character changes in this movie.
Well, that's what happens when you get video game movie that doesn't have a story.
Yeah, but less is more sometimes. I had forgotten how long this movie is. And when you said, hey, let's do Doom, I was just like, sure, man, in and out. It'd be like a tight 80 minutes and we'll just blow through it. Right?
Yeah.
And this was a 2-hour slog.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt every bit of it.
So, I mean, he murders the kid and he's like, disobeying orders, that's punishable by death. And I was like, hey, really?
Yeah.
You think it'd be like, oh, maybe like a court martial, maybe you get some other type of punishment, but death seems a little bit extreme. Yeah. And they're about to turn on him when the monster shows up and Pinky's there and it just starts, it curse stomps Pinky.
Yeah.
And they go after the monster and they finally take it down and then Dwayne Johnson gets infected.
They're going through this place, and dude that's hitting on Carl Urban's sister is still with them.
Duke. Yep.
And basically, they're getting cornered in this hallway and back room.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they haven't decided whether or not they want to shoot the Rock yet.
Yeah.
And then they get attacked by other stuff. So shooting the Rock is not an optimal situation right now.
Yeah, it's like, okay. And We'll keep them because we need them.
They're essentially performing a fighting retreat.
Yep. Duke gets pulled through the vent.
Duke gets pulled through a vent floor. He gets shredded by the floor.
And Dwayne Johnson gets pulled through the nano gate.
The nano wall.
The nano wall because it won't close.
Yeah.
Then Carl Urban gets knocked out.
No. Carl Urban shoots himself accidentally because the nano wall is flashing in and out and he's just spraying his rifle.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. You're
and
right.
He literally ricochets a bullet back into himself.
Yeah. She gives him medicine, right?
She
hits him with some drugs.
But she hits him with chromosome 24.
Yeah.
And it's basically like, I don't think you'll turn into a rage monster like all these other rage monsters running around here. Here you go.
And he's like, I got demons. And he's like, I know you. So he passes out and he wakes up and then we get the FPS scene.
Yeah.
And I'm sure. The famous FPS scene.
I'm sure this scene is on YouTube, and honestly, even though the CGI is really bad, mm-hmm. it's still the only thing that's worth watching in this movie.
Honestly, I think this is the first time, this is like the big thing in the trailer, right? This is right. Everyone's like, oh, it's just like, playing to the game, the FPS scene, right? They introduced, I think this is the first time anyone ever did this. This is the first time it was in a movie. I'm sure you had first person perspectives in movies. But no one had ever done like a shooter style.
I can't remember anything scene else like this, ever right? going for it.
I think this is like the first time someone did mm-hmm. something like this, right? But
yeah, this was Xbox and PS2 in all its glory.
I thought it was fucking awful. But I mean, you can definitely watch it online. I thought it was terrible.
It's the only watchable thing in this movie, though. Really?
I guess it's literally like in the middle of this movie, they threw in a clip of a video game. Where it's just the camera going with, because you can't see his body. It never shows his body, and it just shows a gun, and it's a line by wire, like it's playing through a video game.
See, you've changed in your old age, because I remember when we were young, you actually liked this scene.
What?
Yeah, I remember you liking this scene.
I don't remember even. I remember watching this movie, but I couldn't have told you a single thing about this movie. I like the movie, the entire movie that was like the FPS movie. God, what was the
Hardcore Henry?
Hardcore Henry. We went and saw that in theaters, and it was fantastic. I love that movie.
I remember you liking this scene though when we were kids.
I don't remember even watching it.
I do. I swear I do.
I think you're thinking of someone else. So even still, this movie was garbage. I'm sorry. Not on top of that, but this scene was garbage. You have this line by wire, this camera moving through, and every time a monster just hops out, it waits. It stands there and waits for him to reload his gun. And he's just constantly, he'll shoot three bullets and he's like fidgeting with his gun and reloading his gun. Cause I guess that's what you do in the fucking video game for some reason. And everything just stops and waits to attack him every time it hops out. And it's just bad.
See, here's the thing. It is bad. Don't get me wrong. But I think it's perception, right? I think because at this point he's supposed to be a superhuman. It's not that he's moving slower or anything like that. I think his perception is slower. You know what I mean?
Fast. But it's not, even if he's moving fast and they're moving slower,
that's
what
I'm thinking.
They still stop. They literally hop out, stop moving.
Yeah.
And look at him. So
this is literally where you get some rail shooter like House of the Dead kind of shit.
Yeah, that's all it is. It's a rail shooter, but with a camera.
You know what this whole scene looked like? Area 52. You remember that arcade rail shooter?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what the scene looked like.
But it's not realistic in any way because in a shooter, you have body parts. Like if you look down, like you're moving around and running, you're going to clip into your body still. And it just doesn't have any of that. I know you don't want that in the scene. But it's still going to be, the only time is when he falls down, he picks up the chainsaw. It shows his arms when he's swinging the chainsaw around. And I guess it shows him in the mirror the two times it shows that. That way you don't forget this isn't just a video game clip.
Right.
Which is obviously just a fucking shitty video
game clip. Which he does a reload animation a couple times too.
He's reloading constantly. He reloads 80 fucking times in this 15 minute clip.
Yeah, it's building tension, okay? Oh. You don't know if the monster's going to get him.
No, oh, shit. Because every time a monster appears, it waits for him to fucking reload after he shot three rounds.
Yeah. It's just today we're spoiled by things like John Wick.
I guess.
You know what I mean?
I guess, dude.
Like, these reload scenes should have been like John Wick. It should have been like the second movie where he's going through the fucking the tunnel corridor after the assassination.
He's not even just reloading that slow. It's just he's just fidgeting with his gun. He's like turning it and looking at it. And it's just weird. Like rewatch this fucking scene.
Yeah.
None of it makes sense.
They just needed to do something like this.
You know what they needed? They needed a fucking GoPro and film this in real life.
Well, GoPros didn't exist then.
I understand.
But I mean, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
But it seems
I've seen YouTube videos with GoPros where it was stuff like this. Like someone did like an RE like walkthrough where someone had a GoPro on their head with zombies, and it's done so much better. And it makes sense.
Well,
and it's realistic,
dude. In 2005, we didn't even have fucking like iPhones and shit yet, so they might not even had the thought to do something like that.
I think there were phones. There were smartphones out then.
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were.
I remember us having flip phones and shit.
No, we did, but there were smartphones already up by then.
It felt like they said, "We want this scene." It felt like a studio said, "We want this scene, and make a movie so that we can put this scene in it."
I mean, don't get me wrong; it's a really unique scene.
Yeah,
but I just it's just garbage.
It is. It doesn't look good. I said that to begin with.
Yeah.
It looks like a PS2 game in all its glory.
Yeah.
Right? And it's kind of messed up because literally, even looking like crap and being crap, it's still the most watchable thing in this movie. Because it's the most unique thing.
Yeah.
It's the only thing in this movie that has an identity.
I guess, yeah.
None of the rest of it, it's just all generic shit.
Yeah. The rest, honestly, is boring. At least that was interesting enough. But even that was boring because it just, like I said, it just paced slow.
Yeah.
And it was dumb. the way everything fit, it just literally the monsters would hop out in front of you and then just look at you and wait.
I mean, it's okay for aliens to be slow paced because they're using that time to build tension. This isn't.
So he gets through this FPS scene, which is like 14 minutes, 15 minutes long.
Yeah.
And then we finally get Dwayne Johnson walks in and he's been infected and he's turning into a rage monster. And he's like, it's just me and you. Let's get out of here.
It's like they infected him for an excuse to justify his heel turn.
He's obviously a psychopath. That's why he's turning. So
yeah,
we know he's a psychopath because that's why he murdered all these people. Yep.
And him and Carl Urban have a fist fight.
Yep. Superhuman fist fight.
A superhuman fist fight where literally he turns into a demon while he is fighting Carl Urban. I thought that this fight was going to end completely different, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was so sure that he was just going to turn the gate on, stick him through it, and like cut him in half with it.
You know, I kind of thought so, too. Maybe, yeah. But maybe he can't really control the gate how it works, right?
I guess not. Just
turn on and off.
But it ends up just sticking him through it, then a few seconds later, tossing a nuclear grenade through it.
It's just like a future grenade.
Yeah. Because that's the only way you can be sure.
And then
nuke it from orbit.
Then he finds his sister, and saves her.
His sister
takes her home. Takes her home.
Yep.
He is infected
and turning into a monster.
Well, he's not going to turn into a monster. He's just a good guy.
He's a good guy.
He's just now a superhuman.
Yeah.
He's obviously infected and probably destroy the Earth.
Yeah, but the thing is it a virus? Is it just genetic enhancement? We don't know.
No, we don't know.
It needed rules.
Yeah.
This movie needed rules. It needed walls so bad.
Too many rules, and then none of the right rules that we followed consistently. So, yeah, it was all over the place.
Yeah. So, I can understand why this movie got made. I can understand it. Because
I blame Resident Evil.
I mean, not just Resident Evil. But you got to think, you know, if you were sitting down reading the script for this, this probably reads a lot better than it translates to the screen.
Probably.
I can see this reading better than it translates. But then when they're trying to adapt it to the screen, they just don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
And it's, like I said, it shows. It shows in everything. They don't make a set of rules and stick to it. You know, when you watch a zombie movie, you know what to expect. If a fucking zombie bites you, you turn into a zombie, mm-hmm. right?
Generally.
When you watch Aliens, if you get slapped by a facehugger, you're going to have a chest burster pop out of you eventually.
Generally. Right?
Generally. You know, when you're fighting the Predator and three dots appear on your forehead, you're going to lose your head. Generally. Right?
Yeah.
Just the rules ain't got to be complicated.
No.
Just make them and stick to it. Either it's a virus, even a genetic virus or whatever that turns people into other things. That's fine. Or it's demons. I would have went ham. I would have just demons.
It should have been demons.
Yeah.
There should have been a Hellgate.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have just stuck with the game. That's exactly what it should have been.
Then playing with this technology tore open a realm, the pathway to hell.
But
demons are coming through to kill mortal men. Go for it. You know, if you're going to do the thing, do the fucking thing.
Yeah.
Right? Don't halfway it. Give us demons. And I would have, you know what? Even if they were shooting up demons with machine guns, and they said the machine guns could still have a chance to kill these demons like that, sure.
Yeah.
Whatever. Play by your own rules. They're physical beings. They're just from hell, right?
I kill demons all the time in D&D.
You don't have to explain, it can cast fireballs out of its hands, but it still can be killed by bullets. We don't have to go into depth with this.
I mean, the big, bad, scary demon had a rocket launcher attached to his fucking arm.
Yeah.
And Doom.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So was the first Xbox Doom game around this time?
I think it would have been.
Because I remember playing Doom on the first Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember what year that was. I can't remember if it was a little before this or not. It had to.
So, yeah, the original Xbox would have come out early 2000s. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it would have been around this time.
Yeah. And you know what? The entire time I was playing that game, I didn't give a shit that I'm shooting demons with shotguns and machine guns.
But that was the first Xbox one.
Yeah.
Doom came out. That was like the third Doom game.
Well, I know like the computer game came out in early 90s. Well,
yeah, early 90s was the original Doom. And then you had PlayStation had a couple of Doom games before Xbox.
I thought PlayStation got Quake.
No, there was a couple Doom games before.
Okay.
So I think the Xbox one was like Doom 4.
Yeah, I think like it was. I just, man, I would have respected this so much more if they just would have went for it. Even if it sucked, it doesn't matter. Just go for it. Not going for it made your thing suck even more, right?
I think the only cool thing that came of this, because it tanked, but about the only thing that cool that came out of it was that Dwayne Johnson got to keep the BFG.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah, he said he took it home with him in an interview.
That thing is massive. I love it.
Yeah, it's fucking sweet.
He only ever shoots it twice, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's all he needs, two rounds. I think he missed both fucking shots, too.
I feel like the only reason we got a fist fight scene in this is because WWE contracts.
Nah.
I feel like this is still a point in time where he was contractually obligated to have a punching match with somebody on screen.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. It probably looked better for superhuman beings to have a fist fight than to shoot each other.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it.
I just don't understand why Superman just didn't break Zod's neck.
No, because it's too hard. It's too strong. So just throw Superman through a portal and throw a grenade on him. Easier.
Yeah, it would have been. I don't know.
I'm sorry. Zod.
It's
which one's the evil one?
Both.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. They both handily destroyed cities, so.
And they both murdered millions of people.
Right. Superman's coming to save us. Run!
Yeah.
Oh. Snyderverse is terrible. Anyways.
But I gotta say, Black Adam actually looks pretty decent. We'll see. The trailer looked good.
That could be the next evil rock movie.
Yeah. But I mean, he's gonna be an anti-hero by the end of it. He's gonna be a good guy, effectively, right? So, but he's gonna start off as a bad guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see. You got high hopes for that? I mean, I have hopes, not high, because it is still a DC movie, and a lot of our movies end up being DC movies somehow.
Yeah. Shazam was good. Anything that plays in the same world as Shazam
mm-hmm.
needs to be good.
Yep. Which Wonder Woman was fantastic.
Yeah, sure. did you really hate this, or just
It was just meh. I just fucking did not care. It was really, honestly, it was really hard for me to just pay the fuck attention.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
Oh, literally, when you asked me if I finished it, that's exactly what I said. Is I was passing out.
Yep.
I needed to just go ahead and pause it and go to sleep.
Yeah. I kept pausing it and backing it up because I was like, wait, what did I just miss?
Yeah.
Because I just fucking get distracted and do something else.
Yeah. There's nothing to hold your attention.
No.
Yeah.
So
it's forgettable.
Yeah.
Which is sad because, like I said, Carl Urban, man. The Rock.
Yep.
This should have been great.
You want to see something good with Dwayne Johnson, there's plenty of other options. And if you want to see something with Carl Urban, there's plenty of other options.
Yeah.
So I don't recommend this on a hate meter. I'd just give it like a fucking 5. I don't really hate it. I don't really give a fuck about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to watch it again. That's all I know.
Yeah, I'm definitely middle of the
boring
road, too. So it's 5 territory. You're right.
Yeah. I guess watch the FPS scene on YouTube. That's probably up there.
This movie is what sci-fi was made for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you see it running on rerun on sci-fi, skip it.
Yeah.
Skip it.
If you want the Doom experience, go play one of the newer games because they're actually pretty scary. So.
Yeah. But I don't know, man. That's all I got.
Yep. That's all we have to say about that. Thanks for joining us for Rocktober. We'll be back next year and we'll hit you with
The Rock was definitely cooking a pile of shit this time.
Yeah, but it wasn't his shit.
I can smell it.
Yeah.
Smells like shit.
Doom shit.
Doom shit.
Thanks for joining us, guys.
See you later.